Welcome to the Micro ISV Show on Channel 9. I'm your host, Michael Lehman. This week, we're talking to Gavin Bowman of V4 Solutions in the UK. Coming up, we'll hear about Gavin's German distributor, Sherritt, part of Digital River, his wishes for greater runtime distribution, the challenges of relying on blogs, and the importance of specializing on the smallest problem possible. So, Gavin, the primary application you make is something called Oriador. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your company and a little bit about your product?
Yeah, I set up V4 Solutions a few years ago, and over the last few years we've been trying to build it into an ISV around a package called Oriador Roto, which is a staff scheduling system.
And what sort of customers would buy a product like this?
Oh, it varies, really. Varies a lot more than I expected, to be honest. I thought maybe retail and manufacturing. But yeah, apparently everyone needs to schedule their staff, so that's nice.
In terms of your company, how many people are V4 Solutions?
V4 Solutions are two people now. We did have a third at one point, but it's just the two of us at the moment.
Gavin, can you tell us a little bit about your background as a developer? When did you get started?
Okay, well, I got started pretty much straight out of school, really. The job I was in gave me the opportunity to start playing with things like office automation, things like that. And so I've kind of followed the VBA, VB path along to C#, and that's really been my evolution that way.
Great. And so I know that you said that Oriador Roto is developed in C#. Are you continuing to use .NET in consulting engagements that you're doing at this point?
Not especially. If I do get any consulting arrangements, they're often in things like older technologies like VB and VBA and things. Because obviously I'm not actually heavily pursuing the consulting side of the business anymore. So when they come up, they tend to be little leftovers from years and years ago.
All right, sounds good. Well, how long has the product been on the market?
The product's been on the market for 18 months now.
Okay.
But really things started to kick off more in the last 6 to 9 months.
All right, and what do you charge for Oriador Roto?
It's $549.
All right. So, give me a little bit of background on you. Why did you decide to get into the software development business working for yourself?
Yeah. I started out as a kind of general IT body, really. You know, a little bit of everything, developing and supporting and everything. And the opportunity just arose for me to do a little bit of consulting work, and I just jumped on it, really, not really knowing what I was getting myself into. And over the course of a couple of years, it really just evolved into the kind of ISV structure where me sitting at home developing the software and trying to sell it online.
It's a very common scenario. I know that in my past I've done exactly the same thing. In terms of developing your application for Windows, what do you like most about developing for Windows?
For Windows, I like the fact that we can always get access to a lot of software very easily from Microsoft, and I like the fact that we have things like the Empower program that we can join up to. It makes it very cost effective for us to use the new technology.
Great. Where is V4 Solutions located?
Oh, I'm based in the north of England, so I suppose we're in the north of England.
All right. Yes, that's one of the more interesting things about the way software development is done these days, especially with the internet. Where are you based is sometimes a movable target. So.
But that's right. That's one of the great things about it is this kind of goal of being able to be completely independent of the geography.
What development tools do you use to build Oriador Roto?
I built it in Visual Studio 2003 using C#, and based around the .NET framework.
So it's a Windows Forms application?
It is, yeah, it's Windows Forms.
All right, awesome. So now comes the question that I'm sure everybody wants to know as well. What do you like least about developing for Windows, or what do you wish we'd do to try to make it easier for you?
Well, the obvious .NET not one to say is that I wish that the runtime had been on more PCs by now. Definitely on the runtime. If the runtime had been a little bit smaller, possibly linking, possibly if it had been included in some service packs, maybe I think that would have helped. You always feel like you need a third party user interface toolkit, you know, even when it's just brand new versions.
Right, I understand, and that's a common theme that I've heard from many micro ISVs as I've attended various conferences and so forth. One of the things that I think some people know, but I'm not sure everybody knows, is that the .NET 2.0 framework will be included with every shipped copy of Windows Vista.
Oh, I didn't know that, but that's very good to know.
Yes, so while today people developing things using Visual Studio 2005 still have to deal with the download, when Windows Vista comes on the market, the .NET framework will be there, so that problem's finally going to be solved. And it's a challenge that we've faced internally to Microsoft, as well as we understand it's been a serious pain point for especially small developers. But that problem will now be solved.
That's great.
Aside from the challenge of getting people to download the .NET framework, in building your application, what was your most difficult development challenge? You mentioned the toolbars and so forth, but did you have any real technical issues that you had to work around and so forth?
No, I think the biggest challenge technically was just putting everything together, you know, just making a single kind of coherent product that could be downloaded and installed without any intervention from us, you know. That was a lot more complicated than I suppose I really expected when I first started along with it. And also I think probably developing the two main graphical components that make up our software was a bit of a challenge too.
Makes sense. obviously one of the things that is also something that you as a micro ISV have to do is not only wear the development hat, but you also have to wear the business hat. What, in terms of turning it from if I build it, they will come, into an actual business, what's been your business challenges and how have you tried to solve those?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest business challenge has been surviving, you know, surviving long enough to get the product out the door and then obviously to actually start to see sales and conversions happening. Like you said, you know, you have to wear a bit of every hat, and I think that's been really eye-opening. You know, developing, no problem at all, but actually being an accountant and a marketer is a lot harder.
Yes, I understand that as well. Do you sell Oriadora Rota as a shareware application?
Yeah, it's shareware. It's downloaded as a trial version, and then the version trial expires after 45 days.
Who are you using for e-commerce, and why did you pick them?
For e-commerce, we're using ShareIt, who are based in Germany. We chose them really because they seem to have a really good handle on VAT issues, which obviously are a concern for European sales.
Right. For our American listeners, VAT is value-added tax, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of like your sales tax, with all the similar kind of intricacies and accounting problems.
Makes sense. Well, as I said, you know, there's potentially thousands of developers that are going to listen to this. What would you like to share with your fellow micro ISV developers? You know, if you had a platform you could stand on and either ask Microsoft for something or put out something to the industry, what would you like to say?
I'd say that if you're going to try and go out on your own and build a product, you should try and focus on the smallest problem you can find and make sure you do it well. It's far too easy to get tempted to kind of spread your net too wide, and it just makes it very hard as a single person to keep up with all the work and actually give a good service.
Makes
and
sense.
Also that the marketing is the hardest part of running this. So if you don't know who's going to buy your product and how you're going to sell it to them, I would suggest don't even start. It won't sell itself, and that's the hardest thing to do.
Amen to that. I completely agree. what kind of ways are you promoting Oreador Rota?
Primarily, I suppose through the through AdWords. That's where we get the majority of the hits. It's kind of building a search engine presence so that we get odd clicks through from just regular searches. But I think our biggest challenge going forward on that is trying to get some recognition on wider keywords.
Do you promote it on your blog as well?
Yeah, I don't really expect to get a whole lot of sales by my blog. The blogs, I think, tend to speak more to other developers, and so I tend not to try to push the product too hard on there. It's mentioned more in kind of what I'm doing with it and updates on how things are going, rather than actually take a look at this, guys. You know, you might need it.
Right.
Makes sense.
Do you do any affiliate marketing?
No, I haven't tried doing any affiliate marketing. Sherritt has a standard affiliate program which a few people now and again sign up for, but to be honest, no one's actually referred any sales to us through that.
All right. And one other question is the next meeting of the European Chairware Conference is going to be in Cambridge this year in November.
Oh, right.
And I know that I'll be there speaking. Is that something you think that you might be able to get down to?
I'm not sure. This is the first I've heard of it. I'm certainly sort of starting to pay more attention to conferences and things like that. So it's a possibility.
All right. Well, I hope if you do that we'll get a chance to meet in person.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, Gavin, thank you very much for talking with us here on the MicroISV show, and look forward to getting feedback, and for you and others, you'll be able to find this show on channel9.msdn.com/shows, and there actually will be a discussion thread around this particular podcast, so people will be able, you might want to go there and monitor it, because people will be able to ask you questions or make comments.
Okay. That sounds great. I'll check it out.
All right. Thank you very much. This is your host, Michael Lehman, and thank you very much to Gavin Bowman of V4 Solutions. You can find Gavin's information at oriador-staff-scheduling.com. That's oriador-staff-scheduling.com. And you can read Gavin's blog at webhelperbrowser.com/blog. That's webhelperbrowser.com/blog, blog. And you can read Gavin's weekly article for the Development Theme Grouped blog at codesnipers.com. That's codesnipers.com. And this is Michael Lehman saying, tune in next week for another interview with a micro ISV.